Alan Espan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on transformation. Most people think that they're essentially fixed, especially if they're a bit older. I'm not a morning person. I'm not good with names. I'll never be rich. I'll never be thin or have abs. I have bad memory. This is, in fact, all very far from the truth. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Some people die at 25 and aren't buried until 75. Radical transformation from poor to rich, overweight to thin and muscular, shy to outgoing, or any transformation you want is within your reach. Pure and simple, transformation only happens when you do the following simple things. Number one, reducing stress and achieving clarity so you can truly understand what you want. I mean truly understand deep down. Number two, you have to make yourself believe that it is possible deep down in your heart until it happens. Number three, you have to become truly and radically self-aware and honest with yourself. What you're good at, what you're not, what you need to improve, and what you need to get help with, and most importantly, what turns you on and what blocks you. Number four, you have to change your daily habits, one at a time, starting with adding meditation into your daily habits. It will help you stay aligned to who you are and what you're trying to achieve. And number five, you have to treat transformation like a marathon and not a sprint. 1% every day and never giving up. So to recap, understand what you want, believe you can do it, be self-aware, develop daily habits, starting with meditation, and then staying on track every day. I said simple, but that does not mean easy. Real transformation is difficult. I mean, how many times have you tried to lose weight or radically change your financial situation and gone back to where you were, and even worse, even further back? The truth is this. If you're overweight, your decisions made you overweight. No one else's fault. Yes, everyone's metabolism and conditions are different, but at the end of the day, with some exceptions, you are responsible. You have to keep experimenting to figure out what works for you. If you're broke, you caused it. No one else's fault. If you're sad, it's also your own fault. If your happiness is dependent on others, remaining happy for any length of time is going to be very difficult. Your decisions, often driven by habits and character traits, brought you here. Changing your decisions and habits will help you transform. The good news is that you're in control and that everything you've experienced and learned so far has brought you so much wisdom. If you pay attention, your wealth of knowledge and experience has positioned you one decision away from a radical, positive transformation. It will click if you stick with it. But I've failed so many times, I just don't see myself truly succeeding. Every time I try to imagine a big win, looking great in a bathing suit or living in a beautiful house on the beach, there's that little voice in the back of my head that tells me that it's just not possible. Not for me anyway. My answer to you is this. Success is a very bad teacher. There's very little growth in success, and in the end, it doesn't bring happiness. Reaching goals turns out to be pretty empty if you don't truly enjoy the road. The only purpose of the big goal is to help you get on the right road. If you feel you're making progress, evolving and growing, and truly living along the way, you are on the right path. When you're truly living life and being yourself, you get into the right groove. If you're listening to this and committing to stick with the program, you are on the right path. You got this, and I'm super excited for you. So with that knowledge, let's shift into the observation phase. Breathing is the source of life. You live, you breathe. You breathe, you live. In meditation, yoga, and other mindfulness practices, focusing on the breath helps avoid distractions. But it can do even more. When you follow certain techniques, it helps you go deeper, and sometimes you may even achieve a transcendent feeling. Remember this practice if you're having trouble sleeping. First, I will describe the breathing process, and will then instruct you to join in. Inhale as much as possible through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath to a count of seven. And exhale forcefully through the mouth to a count of eight, with your tongue pressing gently against the gums behind your upper front teeth. You might find that you run out of air holding to seven and exhaling to a count of eight. So don't think of the counts as seconds. Just count normally. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now let's do this together. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Repeat this exercise until you hear a loud bell, and then just breathe at your own pace. Remember, four, seven, eight. Congratulations. You're truly starting to meditate and you're probably starting to feel your mindset change. Just getting started. You now have access to many more ROI meditations, and it's time to make a commitment to yourself to meditate every day. Don't let one day go by. If you're about to miss a day, at the very least, just close your eyes for at least a few minutes when you go to bed. Think of one thing that happened today that you are grateful for, and set an intention to make tomorrow amazing. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.